Stuff's happening anyway, because the managers are saying, hey, you can pray for me. But I go into these Muslims and Hindu stores, and I've been sowing into these people a lot. And did I tell a testimony about the 5% Muslim? I did. Was it at church or was it in here? Was it a Sunday? Oh, well, there's more to it. So I just, the 5% Muslim, I went in, my company's had trouble with them, and they're not paying their bill. And there's a difference between a 95% Muslim and a 5% Muslim. Their 5% are, yeah, radical Islam. And so I go into the store, and this guy is like, you know, angry and telling him, guys, got to pay your bill before I can give you ice, you know. And I'm like, God, help me love him, because, man, he's one of the ones that are really hard to love. And Jesus said they're the ones that we need to love the most. He said, what profit is you if you love those that love you back? Don't even the Gentiles do that? You need to love everybody, right? And who knows, in the eyes of God, he's loved. He just doesn't know it. So I went and did the ice and stuff. He comes out back and he goes, so, you guys busy? I said, yeah, we got all the time stuff. And I'm like singing and worshiping God. And it was demonic in that place. Really weird. Like, I don't feel that a lot, but it was really bad. And he came out and he said that. And God said he's got 2 herniated discs, sciatic nerve pain down his one leg, and his right shoulder's messed up. So I said, hey, man. I said, I hear from God. I said, I worship him. He goes, I worship God too. I said, cool, we have something in common. I'm not lying. It's true. All he knows is what he knows, and he worships what he knows. We perish for lack of knowledge.